Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, no, no,
Pam,
no.
The cranberry sauce. We're having mashed potatoes. Ooh, the turkey looks great. Thank you for loving me.
Len.
Thank you for being there.
Please.
Thank you for loving me.
Oh, God.
Everyone's thanking. The whole
Len.
World's thanking you.
Stop.
Thanking
Len, stop.
Us for thanking you.
Len.
Kill the turkey.
Len.
Eat a whole bunch of stuff. We're gonna take our pants off. Oh, I'm feeling so fat. Thank you for loving me.
Len.
Thank you for being there.
Please.
Thank you for loving me. Everyone's thanking. The whole
Len.
World's thanking you. Thanking
Stop.
Us for thanking you. Kill the turkey. Kill the turkey, yeah.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Well, I don't know. We ain't got no plot.
till I'm sure all the love we got. Babe, I got you, babe, I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring, I got you to wear my ring. When I'm sad, you're a clown. When I get scared, you're always around. Some people say your hair's too long. I don't care. With you, I can't go wrong. So put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can climb. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. How wonderful you are. God bless you all. Oh, how wonderful. Thank you again. Thank you.
Never gets old, does it? Alrighty. Let's see here. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend, and that your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you upon that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Real Turkey in a Tube and gravy-flavored mouthwash. Now with giblets. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You're listening to the Grenache Network. I like that one, Ted. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in fake radio entertainment. Hold on. All right. Greetings. Monday nights at 10, it's us, Possum Hour. Hey, this holiday season, celebrate Thanksgiving with the most degenerate human being we know, Bill. Yeah, the creepy guy who rides around in an old panel truck. Listen as he shares horrifying stories of Thanksgivings down through the years that he ruined with his B.O. and personal habits. That's the Creepy Guy Named Bill Show this Thursday at 4:20 a.m. And Friday, it's us two on Friday Night Possum. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Hi, my name is Anthony, and I'm a pilgrim. As you might have guessed, this is my absolute favorite time of year. And I'm fixing to tell you why. Pumpkin pie and intimacy with my wife. It's all a pilgrim wants, and it's all a pilgrim needs, yeah, yeah. Pumpkin pie and intimacy with my wife. From our pothole to yours, happy Thanksgiving.
Hello and welcome to the Mental Health Hotline. If you are obsessive-compulsive, press 1 repeatedly. If you are codependent, ask someone to press 2 for you. If you have multiple personalities, press 3, 4, 5, and 6. If you are paranoid, we know what you are and what you want. Stay on the line and we'll trace your call. If you're delusional, press 7 and your call will be transferred to the mothership. If you are schizophrenic, listen carefully and a small voice will tell you which number to press. If you are depressive, it doesn't matter which number you press, no one will answer you. If you are dyslexic, press 69696969. If you have a nervous disorder, please fidget with the hash key until the beep. After the beep, please wait for the beep. If you have a short-term memory loss, please try your call again later. And if you have low self-esteem, hang up. All our operators are too busy to talk to you.
Please try your call again later.
Hello? holiday shopping this morning. I signed up for some giveaways. Won a big old frozen turkey. I knew it was my lucky day. We didn't have time to bake it, so I lit up the turkey fryer. We were all set for a great big feast. Instead, we got a two-alarm fire. Was a well-done holiday. They want to give me the blame. Was that frozen bird that hit the hot oil? You've never seen such a flame. It burned down our carport, two bicycles and my truck. We won a free turkey. Cost us $10,000. What do you do when the turkey's gone? Good thing there's a ham. Did heavenly aroma fill the house before the smoke blew in? Our dogs must have smelt it too. They helped themselves to that treat. Now we got no turkey, we got no ham, there's nothing left to eat. Was a well done holiday. They want to give me the blame. That frozen bird hit the hot oil. You've never seen such flame. It burned down our carport, a deer stand and my truck. We won a free turkey. Cost us $10,000. I try my best to be thankful, but it's hard to celebrate with burned up shriveled turkey and a ham bone on my plate. What a well done holiday. I ain't taking the blame. That frozen bird hit the hot oil. Never seen such flame. It burned down our carport, a beer cooler and my truck. We won a free turkey. Cost us $10,000. Cost us $10,000.
All right, everybody in Mama's van, we're going to Luby's.
You possum push, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby!
Nice.
Filthy, dirty.
There you go.
So, guess what I just finished watching there, Commodore?
What's that?
A rainy day in New York. Gumby is now whole. The Woody Allen movie.
Oh, the Woody Allen.
For 3 years.
The Woody Allen.
I'm fiddle fucking what my TV set, and I came across it. Amazon has it now.
Ah, well, that's great.
I'm surprised.
So you saw it.
Oh, and it was very good. I thought I would be disappointed. I thought it would be a letdown, but it was very, very good. Allen's brilliant.
Now, has he made anything in the ensuing 2 years, or did he break his string?
His new one's coming out in a couple months.
All right, good deal,
looking
man.
Forward
I'm,
to that.
I'm
it's
happy.
Called Rifkin's Festival.
I'm happy.
Rifkin's Festival. Ah, I'm delirious. I hate giving Amazon my $12.99 because they're the jerk offs that made me wait 3 years. But had to
oh,
do
really?
It. Had
well,
to see it.
Yeah. Well,
great movie.
I highly recommend it.
The
red letter day.
Yes, it is. And it was such a surprise, too. I almost missed Possum. I was going to be late. I came across it.
How are the eyeballs holding up?
Okay, I went to see the doctor today. I still have that smudge. And he's giving me, continue with the meds. I don't think they know what that smudge is all about, to tell you the truth.
Uh-oh. The smudge.
The swollen in the retina that I had that needle for, that's down. Everything's cool with that. But apparently that's not the smudge.
Good. Well, does the smudge do anything or does it just look bad?
To see them?
Yeah.
Well, I can't see out of the left eye.
Oh, I see. I got you.
Yeah, I only see like 60% out of the left eye. It's one big major smudge.
Yeesh. Yikes.
It's not all that noticeable, though, when, you know, unless I close the right eye. So it's really not that bad. Yeah. But I don't know.
Yeah,
fucked up.
Yeah.
They don't know what's
so,
going on.
I woke up. Yeah. Oh, I told you Friday the water main broke.
Yeah. What's the update on that?
So I had low flow all Saturday, and then lo and behold, Sunday morning they show up bright and early.
Yeah.
With the, you know, start drilling the street up and everything. Got that fixed, but. No water till like 3 o'clock, you know.
That
ain't cool, man.
How's your
no warning?
Have you spoken with her? Have you spoken with
her?
No,
I haven't seen her. I haven't seen her. She's got her car out on the street though, so that's cool. Cause her driveway is still non-existent.
Jeez.
But all kind of weird stuff. Yesterday, I'm watching. I got my grid on. And I'm watching that Ride to High Plains, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Good movie.
Randolph Scott. Possum's own James Drury is in that.
Okay.
The one and the only. And, right, and it comes to the part, he says, Gordon McRae says, I want to enter my, you know, like, Randolph Scott's like, why'd you go straight? Why aren't you still a crook like me? And he's like, because I want to enter my house justified. And it's said much more eloquently than I just did. But the last line is, Gordon McRae says, I want to enter my house justified. And it's a really dramatic moment. Yeah. I was like, oh, man, that's cool. Then they cut the commercial. I'm like, dagnabbit. I grab the remote and I start flipping around. And all of a sudden, nothing.
Oh, jeez.
No TV shows are coming in anymore. I'm like, what the fuck is that? What the heck is that? I switch over to the thingy, and I check YouTube, and it comes on, but nothing loads. It's just, like, sitting there, going loading. I'm like, fuck me, man. You know, like, my 43-inch Roku TV.
Jeez.
So I'm looking at it, and I think, you know, probably like the gym crack. Every once in a while, you got to shut it off so it can, like, sort of regroup, get its shit together.
I got to do that.
So
with
I turned it off.
Box.
Yeah. So I turned it off, turned it back on about 20 minutes. Everything was hunky dory, but I missed the end of the Randolph Scott movie.
God damn it.
I've seen it before.
The commercials. It's the sponsors. They don't want you to channel.
Yeah.
Jumping when their commercial's on.
I know, if I wouldn't have channel jumped, man, I would have. I'll know better next time, man.
Sit and watch that cowboy talking about his catheter for now on.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
James Drury. James Drury.
James Drury.
All right.
One of the only passed away this year. We lost Mr. Drury. And not before
right.
He humiliated himself on our show. That's right, kid. So happy Thanksgiving to all you guys except for you Canadian guys, and happy belated Thanksgiving. When's your Thanksgiving? In August, right? Something like that.
Yeah, there's...
like August 1st or something, isn't it? Anyways.
Silly fucking holiday.
But it's not... I like the holiday. I like the whole idea... October 1st, okay. I like the holiday. I like the idea of getting together. But this year, it's stupid. You know? Don't do it. It's... We're in the midst of a pandemic... the likes of which no one's ever seen. I don't know where I've heard that before. And it ain't getting any better. Especially if we go fucking
do Thanksgiving without any rot, you know. And I mean, people getting together, they're not, if people are getting together, they're not the kind of people that are going to be quarantining and doing all the other prep work that should do.
Yeah.
Oh, if you're going to get together, they're just going to get together and super spread and fuck grandma. Well, let's blow up Thanksgiving. How about that?
Blow
how about
up
that?
Thanksgiving.
Huh?
Blow it up.
Let's blow it up.
Blow it
here
up.
We go. Cheeks is here.
Cheeky Cheeks. Sweet ass.
Cheeks.
Yeah. Sweet Alice.
Help! Help!
She'd be cleaning the howl. Rich people howl. Yeah.
Help! Help!
She'd clean the rich people howl. Woo!
Help!
Okay.
Help!
And there's...
Help!
And there's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Yes, I know, I know. It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. Right, Ted? Right? Thinking about it. Yeah. He agrees. Okay. Miss Lita's here. Miss Lita.
Miss Lita.
And Miss Lita's here with GTO. GT Trenton.
GTO.
Yeah. He's the strongest man on the internet, Ted.
I know.
And there's other people's eyes. Our old pal, Ope.
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 Ope's here.
Ope. Yeah. I know. You good boy. All right. Last but not least, bringing up... Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's the sinister minister of finance and parking. Right?
Ted knows. Yeah.
Professor R.J. Gumby. Professor R.J. Gumby, Ted.
Hey.
Right?
Who's
okay.
Quiet up after that? All
That's
right.
A
thank
good
you,
boy.
Ted.
All right. And there you have it. The Possum House.
With your super host, Commodore Dagger.
As the beaver.
Beards. We're talking about beards. Cake says
yeah.
She saw Price is Right. Drew Carey was sporting a beard. I mentioned Mr. Science has let his beard just go, man, since March. He's got like a good eight-month beard growing on there. Looks like...
All right.
Angus Port Gorney. Hey, Zaddy! Stay away from me, Shaq! I hope he's listening. He'd like that. Angus Port Gorney. Anyways. What I was going to say is I heard that beard hair actually is not COVID friendly. As in,
no?
Microbes are less likely to stick to your head hair because it has oil, natural oils and whatnot. But facial hair doesn't have the same oils as your head hair. So it's possible that the cocoa or the Rona or whichever one you get.
Wear your mask.
I see a couple guys with beards so long, like GT's got a real long beard going on now.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen a couple guys walking around and their beard is so long, the mask just covers like from their, you know, over their nose, and then there's beard coming down at the bottom. Kind of weird. My beard's finally back. How's that?
He's got 3 inches on his beard right now, he says, GT Trenton. 3 inches he's putting on that beard.
Grabbing a treat
for
me.
That's a Van Dyke.
It's a Dick Van Dyke. All right, here we go. Actually, I don't think a Van Dyke connects up, though, does it? Doesn't it have, like, the mustache? I think it has a mustache and then, like, a separate beard on the chin. When they connect up, it's a goatee when they connect up.
Some people say you don't have a mustache when you have it, but I see what you mean.
Van Dyke. I always wanted a goatee since I was a little kid and reading the comic books, and my favorite illustrator had a goatee going on. And that's all there is, Ted. There ain't no more of them utter treats, man.
I told you my whole life I kept growing goatees and taking it off. I wanted one, but I never liked the way it looked. And then my hair went gray. And that's when I said, there it is. That's what I want.
Ah.
Looks good all white and gray and everything.
Well, mine never connected up right or was full and, you know, evened up until it turned gray. So I never got to wear the evil guy. Well, I don't know, actually, I guess at first it was dark when I first did it. And then a couple years later, it turned gray.
There you go.
That's it, Ted. I'm out of them treats, man. I just gave you a perfectly good treat right there. That's all there is. I'm going to clobber you. Did you hear the news?
No. You tell.
The stupid lady that hasn't been signing the paper that says that Joe Biden won and can transfer power, she's going to sign the paper. So it's official.
Yeah,
Bobo's
okay.
No longer president. I think now it's
a little
official.
Temper tantrum.
Yeah, so hopefully, that's the end of that. But it's kind of nice to, you know, get this behind us. You know, it's so petty and
Jesus.
You know,
how come Bobo?
Well, it ain't over till it's over, kids. You know, I don't know what he's going to pull next, but I'm sure it'll be...
He's working on something.
Full of hilarity.
Bobo is at the lunch. You got that right, Cake. Man, is at the lunch.
Yeah. He's many things to many people. He really is.
I don't think he's half as annoying as my dog, though.
He could start a big cult right now.
The cult of Ted or the cult of Bobo?
Bobo can.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. That was that I posted that article about that. It's because the people believe that shit. You know.
Yeah.
They believe that
he's got him already.
Rightly, huh?
Yeah. He's got him already. You could take him out and have a whole, start a whole religion or something with these people.
Yeah. But I mean, he could, or he could tell them the truth and go, "Yeah, I got my ass kicked by 5 million votes, and it's over."
he's
not going to do that.
He could.
He's not going to do that. Because he's a deity. All right, there you go, pup. I knew that was coming. God, he's like, you could sit your watch by this dog. He goes and he sleeps in the bed in the guest room, and then as soon as I go in the office and start working, he goes out in the living room and starts barking for attention. So in the next 20 minutes, I have to get up and down like 32,000 times. Let him out, let him in.
Man.
Well, I did say that today. So, that's probably the only exercise I get is getting up and down after this stupid dog. Put food in the bowl. Put water in the bowl. Let him out. Let him in. Give him a treat.
He's helping you get your steps in.
I need some pet. I just need some attention. Pet me now for a while because I'm Ted. All right. Here we go. It's since it's Thanksgiving here in the United States of America, I want everybody to think about what they're thankful for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Two things. What are you thankful for, and what are you sick of? Fucking sick of.
Mm-hmm.
Thankful for one thing, fucking sick of the other, right? That's what we're going for here. This is our audience participation part of the show. And while you're thinking that over, I think we should, dance.
Yes, yes.
Huh?
Let's dance.
Dance.
Fuck it, let's dance.
Dance, possums, dance.
Now, I have no objection to the twist as such, but it does represent some kind of change in our standards. What has happened to our concepts of beauty and decency and morality?
If you don't do it, you're just considered out. I don't know of anyone that doesn't do it at the moment.
Turkey neck stretch, yeah, yeah. Will everybody rock on the turkey neck stretch? Neck stretch, yeah, yeah. Will everybody rock on the turkey neck stretch? Now go, go, yeah, man. Yeah.
It is so spoiled.
Thank you.
All right. Dr. Cake is thankful for the Nintendo Switch. What is that? I don't know what that is.
I know nothing.
T. Trenton, thankful he is still alive. I like it.
There you go.
And you don't know what, you don't want to know what he's fucking sick of. And Dr. Cake is also thankful for the turkey songs tonight. You're on the
there
Possum
you go.
Hour.
Turkey songs.
And a turkey dog, turkey, your turkey buzzard dog, because, see, I got him these other treats, and he likes them better than the other treats. And now all I got is the old treats, and he doesn't want the old treats. He wants his new treats. But they're all gone.
See that?
They're all gone, dum-dum.
He don't understand that.
Eat that that fucking treat right there is expensive. You are so spoiled. Oh, my God. Lord on high. I'm ashamed of you, Ted. I'm ashamed.
Good shit.
Chicky Cheeks thankful. She's thankful she didn't go broke. Well, they do look good. It looks like a piece of, like, chicken jerky on a stick. Looks really good.
Okay.
Smells like chicken. And, oh, Chicky's sick of mask arguments. Bless you.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Boy. That is the dumbest. The dumbest waste of time. God, people are just dumb. Well, it's freedom. No, it's not. It's just dumb. It's nothing to do with freedom. It has to be do with being dumb. You see the stats in, like, Japan? Where they're used, they've had a couple of... lay down, Ted. They've had a couple of things where, you know, the whole culture wearing masks. And, gosh darn, man, they know how to do it. They all put on fucking masks, and they've got it down to, not, you know, next to nothing as far as the
They wear it when they have a common cold. When I was in Korea,
yeah.
I see them walking around. Every now and again, you see someone with a face mask on, just to protect others.
Yeah. I mean,
do that
what
all the
hell?
Time.
He's not giving up his freedom. He's giving you your freedom. Ah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right.
Well, I remember Nintendo Cake. I don't know what a Nintendo Switch would be.
I know nothing of that stuff.
Video game console. Okay, yeah, I get the drift. Hope's thankful for his kids. Aw, of course.
Ah, there you go.
Bestest thing in the universe is your kid, man. And if it isn't, you suck. You know what I mean? Honest to God. Really? I'm sorry. I hate to be blunt, but, you know. They aren't your most favorite thing in the world. You fucking suck. Get away from me. All right. And Possum Hour. Aww. He's sick of Bobo. And Roadwork. Ah. Roadwork. Huh. I don't see a lot of that. I've driven in 8 months.
Sorry.
None around me.
I had a road closed on the way to the eye doctor today. I had to turn around and go a whole other way. It's almost late.
That can be serendipity doodah, though. Because the road was blocked off coming up to my house one day. I was in the truck with my buddy Bogey, and... we had to turn down this other street, and there's this table sitting there that ended up being perfect for the Skittle Bowl. So, you never know, man. I'd have never gone down that street. It's like a chess table, you know, square chess table, and it's just perfect for the square Skittle Bowl.
All right.
It's solid on that table. Okay. Yeah, Uncle Bobo, man. I am fucking sick of him. I've had enough.
But you know what? It's like heroin. I don't think heroin addicts are happy, you know, that they're heroin addicts. But, you know, every day they're like, where's my heroin, man? I need my heroin, right?
Exactly.
I would get in the same way about Bobo, you know, like I haven't seen him in like 3 days. Where's Bobo? I'm flipping around the channel. Where's Bobo? Bobo! Bobo! It would take a while to adjust. Cheeky Cheeks is thankful for Possum. And for none of us getting sick. Second that one.
Yes.
Second that one.
Yep.
Bam, bam, bam. Cheeky Cheek wants a wee. My son had wee. My son's beyond wee. He's got virtual reality bullshit. He brought over and let me try it one time. It's pretty fucking wild, man.
Hey, shit.
Yeah.
They're
only a couple hundred bucks. Yeah, it's like all, you know, headgear, and you know, you get all the breakables out of your way. You're like, I was walking around in prehistoric jungle and shit. It was pretty cool, man. It was like dinosaurs and shit walking around.
It's only
pretty
about
cool,
$100. I thought that shit would be expensive.
It's a couple hundred. Probably $200-$300,
okay.
But yeah. He's made of money.
So you were in prison times?
Yeah, it was a fucking dinosaur virtual reality. Pretty cool.
Oh shit. That sounds cool.
But it wasn't completely 360. He said he got a new one, and he says now it's 360. So you're like in the other world. Ted, go lay down. You're a naughty boy. Go lay down. I won't tell you again.
You want the good shit.
He wants them good treats, man. It's like, you know.
Take a spin. You can be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
You're a good boy, baby. All right. Baby. Bow. It's time once again, kids. For 3 minutes, you'll never get back. All right. Tonight. Oh, okay. This is. Yeah, so you got the. Dadgum Thanksgiving, and the anti-mask idiots. That's they're putting that on their agenda. Well, have Thanksgiving. Don't let the Democrats take Thanksgiving away from us.
Uh-huh.
Ted Cruz, one of them that's posting shit about that. Well, you know what?
Was he really? Oh, shit.
These are the dumbest fucking assholes that have ever come down the pike, and it won't be soon enough until we're rid of each and every dumb fucking one of them.
Exactly.
Yikes. I hope so bad that Georgia election goes blue and we can get some decent shit done in this country and tell these guys to shut the fuck up. So in that spirit of Thanksgiving, 3 minutes, we'll never get back.
Will this lockdown ever end? I've got itchy feet again. Cabin fever got me creeping out the house while my wife's sleeping. Made a decision that I'd probably make again. Couldn't abstain from sneaking out in silence. In the streets I walked alone. Finally was on my own, but found myself in a quandary. Promised my wife I'd do the laundry. Walking back when I saw the flash of blue and red lights. light I saw. 10 police vans, maybe more. They pinned me against the floor. Coppers said I had broken the law. I said, please let me go. I was just going to the store. But they ignored and said I had the right to remain silent. Cops said, brother, don't you know? At this time the shops are closed. In the argument I was forming, forgot it was 2:30 in the morning. My excuses like silent raindrops fell. The jail cell is where I was headed with sirens. And now I'm in the prison hall. The cop said you can make one call. It was the hardest choice of my life. Realized I had to phone my wife. Don't think I had it in my heart to say the laundry's still not done. I called the one. So I said to myself in silence.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competitions. This is
Creepy Guy Named Bill show will come to you in Odorama. Odorama.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. Don't want to miss that, kids.
Scratch and sniff cards.
Yeah.
Creepy Guy Named
all
Bill.
All about Bill's B.O. yeah, that's the GSA. General Service Administration. They're now saying it's okie doke to say President-elect Biden. Oh, and here's the thing. Here's an interesting point. I posted an article about this bullshit today. This made an interesting, conjecture. But he made a very good point. It's written by a guy from Sri Lanka, so he's got a foreigner's perspective, which is often eye-opening. And he says, what the fuck's with having 2 months between the election and the inauguration? He goes, it was originally 4 months, and it was because of the horse ride it took, to get across the country. For the president, it took 2 weeks to get anywhere, or 2 months, whatever the fuck. So, that is a stupid thing. Why the fuck did they have to wait 2 months? They need to change that. Bunch of shit. Maybe Bobo did some good by just pointing out a lot of shit they need to change. Just to tighten up the ship. Make it a little neater.
Tighten the ship.
Button it up. Trouble is they love their traditions. But that's a dumb thing, man. And that Electoral College, which, we won't see that. They almost had the votes to nix that back in the late 60s under Nixon, early 70s.
I've heard some good arguments that it's good, though, but, I don't know.
good if you live in a fucking...
We wouldn't have had Lincoln. We wouldn't have had Lincoln if it wasn't for the Electoral College.
Well, it's true. This is true.
Ben was good at a time.
I think it's out. Yeah, it's, you know, they already have an advantage with the Senate. You know, all these stupid states with nobody in them, each of them has two senators. Same as California, which is as large, like the seventh largest country in the world or something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, Electoral College, yeah, get fuck a popular vote, man. Whoever wins the most vote wins. What the fuck?
Exactly.
Get rid of this. They won.
I seen a documentary on it, though. They said that something else is good or bad. I forget. Most of this shit went over my head.
It's
a good way of keeping
well,
it honest,
it was invented.
Saying.
It was invented so that the North didn't have dominance over the South. Because there were more people living in the northern states than the southern states.
Yeah, okay.
This is like,
okay.
You know, 240 years ago or something. So over time, it stayed the same, but the reasons why it is an advantage, it's just, you know, people shouldn't be winning the presidency without winning the vote.
Yeah,
I don't know. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, Hillary won by 3 million votes.
3 million votes. Yeah.
How'd that work out? You know.
Not good at all.
All right. Speaking of old Bobo, you know, one of his arch enemies in his own party is that Mitt Romney guy, Senator Mitt Romney. And he stands up to him now and again. And so that's ruffled the feathers of a certain Scott Baio. Huh?
Yep.
The Baio. Baio is not having any of this.
The Baio.
He has he's going to move to Utah and unseat Senator Mitt Romney for not loving Trump. Oh, I said the word. Oh. 40 lashes with a wet noodle.
You go, Scott Baio.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. Anytime Scott gets to the dais, you know he's gonna somehow stick his foot in his mouth, humiliate himself, embarrass the world, make us all cringe.
Scott Baio.
I'll never forget when Aaron Moran passed away from stage 4 cancer. And he's like, yeah, man, druggie. Serves you right, man, doing all them drugs and shit. Oh, she died of cancer? Shit. Sorry, man. I didn't mean anything, but yeah. Dickhead. What the hell am I looking for here? Oh, it was, okay, that was it. That's it for the political news. Thank goodness, man. Very light political news day.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is news. Did you see these five or six legalized your marijuana? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, the herb, did. Smoking the herb there. Smoking the front.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Jersey. Legal to smoke
neighbor,
the front.
Jersey.
Jersey? You from Jersey?
They need it.
Oregon decriminalized everything. Fuck it. You know, come for the fresh air, stay for the crack, I guess. I don't know. Oregon. But the best thing about legalizing weed isn't actually smoking it. The whole reason for its being illegal in the first place was not its psychoactive effects on the human nervous system, but that it could be made into paper.
Yeah.
And other such
things.
Yeah. And so for what? There was a prohibition on it from the, what, the 1920s? For almost 100 years.
Yeah.
Shit's been illegal in all forms. And it was just a way for the assholes that ran the timber industry to make more money.
Keep their jobs going. Yeah.
Go figure. All the money, baby. So anyways, now that the hemp is one of the miracle products.
Yeah.
It's renewable. It's strong. It does all. I mean, Henry Ford made the car out of. We've been over this. Well, now they're saying they're going to be making denim jeans out of it. Denim jeans are now going to be made out of hemp. How cool is that, man?
Yeah, see that?
You know?
It's an old-fashioned thing going on.
Yeah. And it... there's got to be a joke in there about rolling up your pant leg and smoking it or something, but I'm sure what it is. If you lie and your pants are on fire, you know.
Well, there you go.
Smoking
your pantaloons.
Hey, we've been joined by Daddy G, and my gosh.
Daddy G.
Just in time, because we were coming apart.
Indeed we were, sir.
I'm looking forward to the hemp pants. Be cool. Thanks. Levi Strauss. They'll be offering jeans made out of 30% hemp, 70% cotton. Okay. Only 30%. But still, man, you know, I wouldn't smoke them.
Yeah. Store them.
Until they're 100%. Yeah.
Don't want to smoke no cotton shit.
What do we got here? This guy. This is a weird headline. Dog accidentally shoots owner in the leg.
Ooh.
This was in Plano, Texas.
Head. Head away from guns.
Okay, according to Plano Police Department, the pistol was tucked inside the owner's waistband at the time of the incident. When he attempted to pick up the dog's paw became lodged in the trigger and fired the weapon, sending a bullet through the owner's thigh.
Oh, man.
So the puppy was remanded on assault charges and is currently...
I want to see the mugshot.
It's a good boy. Now smile, boy. That's a good boy. Man, guns are so stupid too. That's another thing, freedom. I got my AK-47 to defend my freedom. Okay, now number one. Yeah, that's great. You could probably blow away half the neighborhood, but if the fucking U.S. Army comes out against you, bro, you know, they got tanks.
Yeah.
They got fucking tanks, man. Forget it. So all you're doing by waving that weapon around is taking away everybody else's freedom to relax and not worry about a fucking gun going off because some idiot's waving it around.
Exactly.
Freedom goes both ways, man.
You know what?
Yeah.
It's a wonder Texas has abandoned dogs as pets now.
I think they ought to think about it.
Uh-huh.
And think about it hard. You get a license to carry a gun, you need a license to carry a puppy.
Exactly. Guns don't kill, puppies do.
Puppies kill.
Got
that right,
puppies
Jack.
Puppies kill.
Yep.
Wild world.
Damn. Puppies.
Deadeye Ted.
Well, that's why I don't own a gun.
Uh-huh.
Ted was shot me long ago.
Keep the good treats from him. He'd be
put
a cap in your ass.
Yeah. He was convinced I had more of those good treats. He's like,
hold down.
All right, you won this time, but I'll be back. All right, well, let's do stupid headlines from around the country.
Okay.
Hey, what did we do? We did Massachusetts. We did Minnesota. That's a visual. Missouri. Here we go. We're in Missouri. High school student arrested for allegedly changing teen's name to masturbate in yearbook. Huh?
Okay. We do that what happened to him? No.
He changed someone's name to masturbate. So he was arrested.
What happened to him? Arrested.
They don't say. It's just a headline. They don't give you the whole article. Okay. They just give you the headline. There we go. Montana. Montana man killed trying to create Bigfoot hoax. I would like to know that, the rest of that story.
Yeah, he was killed.
Man
for doing
dressed
that?
In a military style ghillie suit and apparently trying to provoke reports of a Bigfoot sighting in northwest Montana, and that's all they have. I'd like to know what the hell happened there. Mark
the movie
that,
that one.
Nebraska. These are Nebraska stoners. Stoners call cops after their hookah pipes get stolen. Cops find alleged grow operation. Nice going, guy. You think you're in Oregon or something, man? Or Jersey? here we go. Another random shooting. Nevada. Moviegoer shoots self in the butt during Bourne Legacy at theater. Shot in the butt. New Hampshire, man loses life savings at carnival, wins stuffed banana with dreadlocks. Oh, we saw it. We did that story. Do you remember that?
Yeah. We had a picture.
Long time ago.
Where
yeah,
he was walking
back
his kid home with the big stuffed banana.
2013. Stuffed banana with dreadlocks. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And he had his little kid in a stroller. Yeah, that's a great picture.
In a stroller.
The big fucking
sadly
banana.
Dragging the dreadlock banana home in shame. Yep, that one comes back.
Or not somewhere.
Oh, this one, you know, the guys went home and talked about this one. Told the old lady. New Jersey. Yeah. Man allegedly vomits 14 bags of heroin in front of cops. Oh my God. Can you imagine those cops? Three? Four? There's more?
Patting them on the back, getting more out of them.
You sure? I got 14. You sure there's no more in there? Come on, Benny. Come on. Give the old college try. Hey.
Who was the chief?
New Mexico. I don't even want to know about this. Man accused of killing lawyer receives a new attorney. Eek.
Ooh, who want to be his new attorney?
Exactly.
Yeah, good guy.
Wow. 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 Okay, New York. Albany, New York. Mom disrupts school assembly by stripping, cops say.
Oh, okay. Now, that's what I want to hear more of.
That would have been a day not to blow off school there. That would have been get there early. The good seat. If you know what I'm saying.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't know the hows and whys of that one.
Well, you'll get nothing.
The video will be nice.
You'll get nothing and like it.
Don't stop me. Don't stop.
No!
back to our show.
Hey, old turkeys. Did you hear about the fight in the barn last night?
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Those death songs that they used to do, or like the prom queen blew up or something. Had that kind mm-hmm. of feel to it.
Yeah. It's like the turkey's going to get him head chopped off in that, you know, like on a Thanksgiving. And a burglar going to come and a peep a howl.
Exactly.
You know what I'm talking about?
That's what
about?
I got out of it.
Boo? Yeah. Absolutely. I got to find my theremin music, man. So, talk amongst yourselves.
So you and Ted are going to have the birds this year, huh? Just you and Ted? Social distancing?
I reckon so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But that, you know, that dang holiday's been, it's been petering out for the last few years, and I know number one son is very, very, cautious about the cocoa. And number two son, he actually hasn't been seen in 8 months. He's got somebody had a picture of him on the internet, he had long toenails and stuff and a beard. like Kleenex boxes on his feet and shit. So I don't know what's going on with him. So I don't think I'll see either the scunions. Yeah. that was in Ope's top 20 turkey songs. Top 20 turkey songs.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, top 20 turkeys. What a bullet! What a bullet! What was that? That was the Clickets with Jive Time Turkey. Oh yeah. Jive Time Turkey. All right. Yeah, see, Chicky Cheeks, they're going to have three of them. You can't do much more than that and get away with it, man. Like, you can't be bringing people in from, cousins from Banff, forget it. They're not coming. Don't invite them this year. All right, the theremin this year turns 100 years old.
Oh, okay.
How cool is that?
Yeah. Nice little instrument.
I'm
thinking of having
a young Russian
a bat soup for Thanksgiving. What do you think? A bat soup.
That's a good idea. That's a novel idea.
Yeah. There you go. Start a whole new tradition. In honor of COVID.
A young Russian physicist named Lev Sergeyevich Terman, better known as Leon Theremin, was trying to invent a device to measure the density of various gases. In addition to the standard analog needle readout, he wanted another way to indicate the density. So he devised an oscillator whistle that would change pitch based on the density. And one thing led to another, and a theremin was born. Ta-da!
Interesting. Wasn't even trying to get an instrument out of it.
Nope.
Interesting. All right.
Nope. He discovered by accident that having his hand in the field of the antenna changed the pitch of the whistle, too. Then he did what any of us would do, played around until he made a melody. And then he called everybody over to check it out. He smoked doobies and high-fived.
Okay. Good job.
Yeah. Them Russians.
Uh-huh.
They know how to party.
And who knew? Star Trek would end up using it. It would make carry on all the way to Star Trek.
I would, you know, I think we ought to... it might take a while, you know, but we could put together a theremin-heavy show program, you know, like...
Yeah.
Salute to the
theremin. Honor.
I think that would be cool.
I'm all for that.
It's the theremin show. Alrighty. Well, it's almost been
we
the perfect crime.
We should get one to make up an official Possum Hour theme.
Okay.
There you go.
Uh-oh. You know what that means. It's
oily, 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 oh, oily, oh, oily, 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 oily,
oily, oily,
it's yodeling time.
Thank you. That's a good
one. God.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, Hope said live from, Hope said live from the bottom of a well yodel. Funny, you should notice. Because I thought the sound might come across weird on that. The video, it's a guy, J.D. Wilkes, Nashville Boogie, called the Dump Road Yodel. And they filmed it and recorded it in this really long, empty hallway, which gives it that bottom of a well sound. So very astute of you to notice that, Ope. I was like, why the fuck would you, you know, because they're pretty good musicians, why would you screw that all up and record it in a long, empty hall? Really the right
They like the acoustics.
Acoustics for that.
Yeah.
Okay, what are we looking for here, man?
They wanted that effect.
Well, apparently they were looking for that. We've got an audience participation. Because I'll give everybody a taste of this. I got a Powerball ticket that I haven't checked.
Oh, okay.
How do I get the date on here? September 9th. We could have been all rich for like a long time.
I have a good feeling about
that. I should have. Yeah, so do I. Really. Come on, where's the old numbers, man? We're going to go. The show's going to be over. Winning numbers. There you go. Select a date. Thank you. All right. September, what did I say, 9th? Okay, beauty. Are right, you guys ready? Everybody's getting a taste here.
All right.
This comes in, everybody in the lounge, so make a note. All righty. So we need a sound, okay. We need a sound for... didn't get a number, which we're not going to need this because we're going to hit all the numbers.
No!
That'll be if we don't.
Okay.
And then if we do...
Okay.
Right, here all we right. go. Here we go.
Lay it on us.
Okay. Okay. The first number... Okay, the first number is... 26.
No!
Yeah. Second number is 33.
Hey,
33.
No! And the third number, 37.
No! Too many ducks.
Geez. 61. 61. That's got to be a good.
No!
61. Oh, geez.
Oh, boy. And, of course.
Looking good. Not looking good.
You're 57.
No!
So.
Not a ding ding to be found.
I guess that was a waste of $3. Jeez. Well, you know what I'm. You know,
gonna split it up.
It's a regressive.
Right?
Split
sure.
it
up all of it.
Yeah. Whatever he said. Hello. I think that's the CIA clicking in and out. Do you hear that? Hello. Hello.
That's what you're getting.
Hello. Yeah, I got Milton Schaap on line 3 or something. I don't know what that is. Oh, remember I was saying about the damn Canadians were with the church key. You had to have an opener.
Yeah.
Well, I bought another 12 pack and they got the twist offs back again. What's up with that?
See that? It was just that one case you had.
It's a bizarro 12-pack, man. Well, we do need a theremin. Good investment for the show, man.
Yeah.
right. Well, thanks for coming, everybody. It was a real fun time.
Fun time.
Oh, Daddy G's got a show on Saturdays. Check that out.
Yes, he does.
Olson Canadian.
Water.
It's a night with Daddy G. A night. A whole night. Mm-hmm. A whole night with this guy already. That's at 9 o'clock Eastern time. Or Eastern time, as Gumby will tell you. It's here on...
Indeed.
Bong Talk Radio. Fuck the lottery, man. That's a sucker bet.
Fake radio.
I'm starting to think it's a sucker bet. I don't know.
What's that?
The lottery.
I just bought a couple of myself there. I got to check that one.
Thanks, Oak. Thanks, Cheeky Cheeks. Thanks, everybody. Sorry you guys in Canada don't have your Thanksgiving this week, but we'll save you a drumstick. How's that? Ha!
There you go.
Stay home. Like Bob Evans got frozen mashed potatoes. They're pretty good. Throw them in the microwave 3 minutes. Good eating, man. It's just like... Just like Grandma used to make, man.
And fast eat.
Yeah. Just like Grandma. Yeah. All right. Well, say good night, everybody.
Night, everybody.
Energize!
Bob Marley and his reggae band.
USA, it's your turn, band.
They're playing reggae music all across the land.
Do it, Sam, the joint turn brown. Oh, pretty baby. Do it, Sam, the joint turn brown. Oh,
sweet mama. Do it, Sam, the joint turn brown. Down the street, it's too small to smoke and it's too big to eat.
I could have sworn that was one of yours, man. Oh, well.
It could be. One of my late nights sending you shit that I have no recollection of at all. I don't know.
And on the other hand, it could have been one of mine. Subject matter that it is, kind of suspicious.
Yeah.
And I'd like to thank Jacket Off Jim Jordan for just... I just like saying that.
Jacket Off Jordan.
Old Jacket Off Jordan. That is so clutch, man. Brett Ehrlich. Funny guy. Funny little guy. I watch a podcast with him every Friday.
Okay.
Or listen. Well, I watch and listen. I usually do the dishes. I watched that same podcast today, but I did the dishes while I was listening to it. And my God, on Mondays they have this. The Brett Ehrlich guy isn't on there, but it doesn't matter because they got this girl that is so cute.
Ooh, no shit.
And I mean, it's just a close up of her face for 90, you know, or 60 minutes, you know, on the one side of the screen, and she's just got the most whitest teeth and the prettiest lips and the most look eyes.
Ooh, no shit.
The neck. Oh, a nape. A nape. Neck. Nape and a neck. It's a YouTube.
Nape
YouTube.
And a neck.
Mondays.
On YouTube.
What's
okay.
her name? It's a hard Italian name.
Okay.
Fiofrino. Fiofrino or something.
Yeah. Sounds sexy.
She's just so cute. She's way young and just cute as Christmas.
Alright.
And a libtard. You couldn't believe a libtard like the likes of which had never been seen. There you go. I'd like to apologize to that one poor baby Jesus that got its wings torn out by the roots.
They're all feeling safe now, and then you come along.
I know. It hurt a whole lot. It hurt a lot. All right, man. Well, I guess, you know, unless I can come up with a good excuse, we'll do this again Friday. What do you say?
Friday sounds good.
All right. On that note,
I'll be watching my Allen movie over and over again.
Yeah, congratulations on that.
I couldn't believe it when I seen it on there.
All right. Well, enjoy. Enjoy.
Cheyenne, Cheyenne, where will you be camping tonight? Lonely man, Cheyenne, will your heart stay free and light? Cheyenne.
This has been a Filmways Television presentation.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.